The House Transportation Committee has been reviewing a bill that would allow the use of the tests. Representative Patrick Brennan, the committee chairman, says the machines likely would be put into use gradually, as they cost about $5,000 apiece. Alan Gilbert of the American Civil Liberties Union says that group has concerns about search and seizure issues. But Gregory Nagurny, the state's traffic safety resource prosecutor, says the constitutional issues would be handled in the same way that they are now in drunken driving cases. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.